Kate Webb was a pioneering war correspondent, one of the few women to cover the front lines of the Vietnam War full time. Her colleagues described her as courageous and dedicated. Webb's unflinching coverage of the war earned her a reputation as a tough, on-the-spot war reporter. She retired from journalism in 2001 after almost 35 years of reporting on strife-torn countries throughout Asia. She passed away from bowel cancer on Sunday at the age of 64. Joining us now to talk about Kate Webb is Richard Pyle. He's an Associated Press staff writer who covered the Vietnam War for 5 years and has covered every war since. He's also co-author of the book Lost Over Laos, and he joins us now from his office in New York. Richard, nice to talk to you today.
Hello, Neil. How are you today?
I'm well. Kate Webb worked for your arch rivals, United Press International.
That's correct, and it really was arch rivalry in those days. The Vietnam War was one of the last two stories in which AP and United Press International went head-to-head on a daily basis, the other one being the space program. That was before UPI essentially disappeared later on. But at that time, during the war, we had a real hot rivalry going, and Kate Webb was a key figure in that.
Tell us a little bit about what she was like.
Well, Kate presented this kind of a tough exterior, and you always wonder about people like that. How tough are they really? She was a private person in a lot of ways, but we knew her at AP as a good friend in addition to being a very tough competitor. She was she could be very funny, and she could be very crude at times in her speech, but and people would say, they called her, you know, Quiet Kate Webb. She was supposed to be so quiet. In fact, Kate talked a lot, but she spoke in such a low voice that it was very hard to hear her. And she's one of these people who would be talking at a table, a bunch of people, and everybody would be leaning forward to hear what she said. They were totally engrossed in what she was saying, and actually they were just trying to hear what she was saying.
Born in New Zealand, spent a lot of time working for newspapers in Australia as well.
That's correct. And then she, after Vietnam, she was around Asia. She worked for Agence France-Presse for a time in Indonesia. She was, at one point, she was living on a beach in Indonesia, kind of a barefoot existence out there, on her own volition.
In 1971, she was captured in Cambodia along with some other journalists and held prisoner and given up for dead. At one point, her obituary was published in the New York Times.
Yeah, she was watching a firefight and she got captured along with these other journalists. There was a group of them, and we all despaired of this because people were getting captured right and left in Cambodia. And most of the journalists who were taken prisoner or taken hostage in Cambodia never came back alive. And it was a kind of a miracle, really, that Kate survived that, particularly since the United Press International, her own company, filed a story. The reason I know this is that it was in the New York Times, which it described a body being found was believed to be that of Kate Webb. And they had her picture and all this detail. It was practically an obituary. And then about a week later or whatever, she suddenly pops up alive. And everybody went, what?
She was, you cannot go through what she went through and come out unscathed. She described herself, though, as maybe tough exterior, but a softy inside. And she said, maybe you have to be a softy to do this for a long time. If you're a hard person, well, hard people are brittle, then they break.
Well, I had read that quote. I never heard her say that myself. But I think that that really does, in a way, sum up the kind of thing that you might hear from Kate Webb if you lean forward at a table.
She also said when she retired, she was getting too old to be on the front lines of journalism, and that's the only kind of reporting she wanted to do.
She was quite realistic about this, and she had a sort of a philosophical attitude toward the whole thing. That, you know, she recognized that people who cover wars take great risks, and sometimes they get killed and so forth. And she was one of those willing to go to set that aside and go on doing it because it's what she felt she did well enough and so much better than other people that it was her calling.
That situation in Vietnam for so long was a fulcrum for a lot of changes in journalism. What do you think Kate Webb is going to be remembered for?
Well, I think she will be remembered by her former colleagues at United Press, certainly, and other people who knew her. She was quite popular among people in the press corps because she was a no-nonsense person, and she was, generous toward other people and so forth. And I think she'll be remembered for that as well as for her journalism, although the journalism, in a situation like Vietnam, it all kind of blurs together. But Kate will be remembered as an individual and as a person by the people who knew her and had great amount of admiration and respect for her. And I think that's how she'll be remembered.
Richard Pyle, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Neil.
Richard Pyle, an AP staff writer who covered the Vietnam War for 5 years, and he's covered every war since. He's the co-author of the book Lost Over Laos, and he joined us today from his office in New York. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.